was born bold.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now. The value of coin increased by 4 cents today to $3.64. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
21 after 7 on SEN Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin, 0433 98 11 16. You can keep your texts coming. Anthony from Essendon, just to tie off our ball boy and ball kids conversation, King, he says, thanks for the discussion, boys. My son's just got up and I've told him the good news. He's got 2 weeks off to be a ball kid at the Australian Open.
Oh.
Decision made, thanks to the listeners.
I think Anthony's come to the realisation that the kid's going down a different path.
Maybe. A life on the tour as a ball kid might be the way forward.
School's not for him.
1300 736 736. Now, we are really, really pleased to welcome Luke Beveridge to the show. We're so grateful that all of the coaches, Ben Rutten's going to join us tomorrow. We're so grateful that all of the coaches in the off-season are making themselves available to have a chat to us on Summer Breakfast. Luke, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Morning, Jack. Morning, King.
What's this time of year look like for you at the moment? We spoke to Chris Fagan yesterday and he was in Hamilton Island sitting in a pair of budgie smugglers in the sun. What are you doing this time of year?
It's unfortunately too busy. I was supposed to be on leave, but this period of list management has been as intense as they come due to all the layers and the regulatory aspect of change. And so I'm... My downtime's New Year's. I'm looking forward to Christmas, New Year, so I can chill out for a little while.
That's interesting, Bevo. Do you feel like you're going to get enough of a break? I mean, that's when you see the challenges that's happened clearly with, you know, Reece Shaw springs to mind and such an arduous season, a different season. The gap at the end of the year for coaches, and I've heard Nathan Buckley talk about this and Chris Scott, you've got to ensure that you're in a great state of mind entering 2021. Are you going to be okay? Will you have most of January off, or what will you do?
I'll be fine. I mean, you sign up to it knowing that that's probably your downtime when you've put a little training block in and then you can head into the new year with some peace of mind, although this year's a bit different with the five-year pluses not coming back until January. But I think we've missed an opportunity as an industry. Originally, when I was involved in talks with the pathway, the second tier, the draft during the year, the wisdom was let's push the under 18 competition in an under 19 realm. Let's push the draft age more towards the 19-year-olds and just take one 18-year-old each. Now, it hasn't turned out that way. There's no caveats on how many 18-year-olds you can take this year. But what that would have meant was you could have the draft in October if it was a 19-year-old draft, because it didn't matter whether young men and women were at school or not. You could have it in October because it's a 19-year-old focus. So rather than get that over and done with and have a break after that, which, you know, the whole industry could shut down, including AFL headquarters, now we're still bridging into the end of November, training period December. So we've missed an opportunity for the industry to have some downtime.
Is it too early to start looking at the team, Luke, and the way that you play, the way that you move the footy? There's obviously some rules that are being tweaked at the moment as well, players in new positions. Are those sorts of conversations happening now as well?
Well, they are. And, you know, with the three layers around salary cap and the players affected, it's just causing enormous headaches for the clubs. I think everyone's up in arms about it. And so what that means is, where clubs have got to make a decision on whether they can only carry 36 on their primary list due to the fact that some of the high-paid players won't necessarily get a significant pay cut. It'll be some of the lowest-paid players, and so managing your cap becomes even harder. And also thrown in with that is the reduction in interchange. So coming down to 75, you're now thinking, okay, well, the players without that significant endurance and genetic makeup might be challenged, and it's going to affect players once again if you want to head to that top four.
Have you had a chance to have a bit of a play around with the magnets, particularly in the midfield? Now that you've got Treloar in the front door, it's been a huge get for you, and you've also managed to hang on to Josh Dunkley. So have you had a chance to sit down just yourself in your own quiet time and see what that'll look like?
Oh, I haven't moved. I haven't put anything on a template, you know, in the back of my mind, you know, we understand that we've got on paper a significant amount of inside mids who are candidates to play. Some of those boys can play forward and on wings and even at half back, depending on, you know, how performance and where you want to place them. The other thing is, I mean, with that mix of ours, we've still got some, long-term things on our mind. Tommy, as you know, Liver had a pretty good year, but he's had the recos. We're hoping he can play for another couple of years, but we don't know when that time bomb goes off. And there's some younger guys coming through. But, bringing Stephen Martin in is outstanding for us to support Tim and Big Sweetie. Bringing Mitch Hannon back to the club and what he can do on a wing and as a forward with his speed and aerial aspect of his game is really exciting for us. And then obviously Jamara's waiting in the wings in the draft. So there's it'd be hard to fit the names onto a 22 player template at the moment.
That sounds perfect, mate, for the coach. But on Dunkley, can we just go forward? Were you shocked when Josh, I haven't heard you speak about this, requested an opportunity somewhere else or entertain that? Clearly, that was not where you were going as a football club. You weren't prepared to entertain that, or if you were, it was at a significant cost. What did that statement or that request do to you? Does it make you challenge and think about what is happening at your football club, whether it be, you know, the behaviour or the cultural side of things, given that Josh had raised that?
Oh, not really. I mean, it was a surprise. And when Dunks and I caught up last week, I talked to him about the two sides of it, really, the emotional side. Josh and I are very close. I've spent a lot of time with him just talking about life as much as footy. And I delegate to our coaches for the technical side of the game. But I feel like I've spent enough more time than most of our players talking to him about key aspects of his game. So the personal connection between him and I is really strong. So I had to sort of contain my emotions and try and put it into some kind of perspective. And the other side was really the clinical coach-player side. And we've invested a lot in Josh over the last 5 years. He's blossomed as a player. We feel like, you know, he definitely applied himself. He's a professional, but our programs really helped him get to where he's got to. And so for all the different reasons and the weight of the reasons as to why he might consider the move to another club, my discussion with him was that that doesn't matter. You know, I mean, all that matters to me and to our club is that he's with us. If we delve into the whys and the wherefores, it's not going to help us settle him again and bridge him into the future. And if there is any tension there, you know, as far as, you know, what he feels is something that affects him, then we need to discuss it. But, you know, he reassures me that things are fine. It was a huge surprise for all of us. This is a really different one for, I think, the whole competition and the market keeps throwing up different examples and some things just don't fit into little boxes and it's a bit grey. So we move on, fortunate that he's still with us, and we look forward to him being a key contributor next year.
Lucas, as a coach, you are the type that wraps your arms around your players. It's one of your great assets and it's been spoken about frequently. Lockie Hunter's had a very difficult year. There's no question about that, but off the field, how is he going? More so than anything else, put his footy aside for a moment here. Lockie Hunter is the person. How is he?
To be honest, Jack, it's a really difficult question to answer, especially on air. Let's be honest, and I'm sure Lockie would be okay with me saying that he's, as you're alluding to, he's had a disappointing year. You know, obviously socially off the field, he's had some challenging times dealing with some personal struggles in his life. and he hasn't necessarily managed it too well, and he's needed support that maybe we haven't given him enough of, and that's something we need to be sensitive to. As you saw when he came back into the fold the second time and played again, he started to have the usual influence on performance. But why I paint that picture and lay a foundation, it's to say that Lockie's got some challenges in the future. There's no doubt about it. And the long-winded answer of answering whether or not he's okay, I don't think he's where he wants to be quite yet. And I think time, application, performance, but also that that better balance of in his life is needed, and that needs to be a long-term thing. So in the short term, you know, hopefully we get to the early part of the season and he's settled and he's in the team and he's playing good footy. For the longer term, we hope over the ensuing years that he continues to mature and settle in life and he's going to be okay. But he's got some challenges on his hands.
Bevo, Dogs fans out there getting very excited, you know, hearing the wants for players to now come to the Western Bulldogs. You talked about Jamara and what he's going to be able to do, hopefully, in his first year of AFL football. It's so exciting to have talent like that walk in the door. Where do you see the team at now? I mean, are you a team that's going to break into the top four, having had success only a few seasons ago, but not necessarily being a top four home and away team just yet. Is that the next step to entrench yourself in that part of the ladder?
Obviously finishing top four, as you know, it's stating the obvious, it helps your ultimate chances of pulling the whole thing off. We come away from this year disappointed again. We've beaten by under a goal in an elimination final where we, to the Saints' credit, they won the game and they had a terrific year, the Saints, but our performance was too far below par. I mean, it was a step up on the previous year where we got bullied by GWS. And so we managed to sort out a few integrity issues as far as the physical side of the game. But we come away from the year, as much as it was extremely challenging, the circumstances for everyone, we endured. We were strong enough to weather the storm and get to the final series and come late again, and it's a credit to all our players and our staff to do that. But the margin between being a team that wins enough games to be in the top four or is in the lower part of that eight, it seems small, but it's significant. And we've identified along the way what the things were that circumvented our opportunity to beat some of those top four sides along the way. And it wasn't a lot on the scoreboard with most of them. They're just key things. And we know the things that we can get right to do that. And I feel we're well placed. You know, we're another year on. We're going to be a little bit more mature. We feel like we've got some strong players coming in. And our players are well aware of what those things are that are going to take us to the next level. And I think we're well placed, Kingy.
Luke, we so much appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. We know there's a lot going on at the moment, so we appreciate your time. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Kingy.
Luke Beveridge, the coach of the Western Bulldogs, joining us there. A bit to talk about, Kingy. We'll do that after the news.